On Friday's Page One, the U.S. is finally inching toward energy independence. Attorney General Eric Holder is relaxing restrictions to give an intelligence center set up after 9/11 easier access to government databases. And Black and Latino state legislators are calling for limits on the NYPD's stop and frisks. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says oil production is rising and Americans are pumping significantly less gasoline. Friday's Times says that has brought the U.S. closer to a goal that's been talked about since the 1970s, namely energy independence. It's a milestone that could reconfigure U.S. foreign policy and the domestic economy. Last year, the U.S. imported just 45% of the liquid fuels it used, down from a record high of 60% in 2005. Also on Friday's Page One, the Obama administration is preparing to relax restrictions on when and how counterterrorism analysts may access information about people that government agencies collect for other reasons. Attorney General Eric Holder is expected to issue new guidelines for the National Counterterrorism Center. It serves as a clearinghouse for terror threats. It will now be able to hold on to personal information about Americans for up to 5 years. It had been limited to 6 months. The change was prompted by a look at why intelligence agencies failed to connect the dots about the so-called underwear bomber before he tried to bring down a passenger jet on its way to Detroit in 2009. Black and Latino state lawmakers here in New York say they're fed up with how often city police officers are stopping and frisking minority men. Many who object to the stop and frisks say they've been stopped for reasons they believe had to do with race. Assemblyman Kareem Kamara of Brooklyn remembers greeting a woman who was walking down a street in Crown Heights, and then plainclothes officers approached him, demanding to know who he was, where he was going, and whether he was carrying any guns or drugs. President Obama has been jumping through you-know-whats to remind everyone he loves basketball. He did his annual NCAA bracket thing on ESPN, picking the swing statey University of North Carolina to win it all. Friday's Times says he's projecting a just folks image at a time when Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney has been trying to show he's not just a stereotypical rich guy. Mr. Obama's image makers see sports as an opportunity to exploit what they regard as the president's advantage over Romney in the age-old battle over which candidate can seem more ordinary. Sports also provide an instant connection to male voters who usually vote Republican. GM is turning to MTV to redefine its image. The goal is to solve one of the most troubling problems facing the auto industry. Many young consumers just don't care that much about cars. High gas prices and environmental concerns aren't helping either. In Tibet, self-immolations are the latest sign of anger at China. In the last 3 weeks, 7 Tibetans have set themselves on fire to protest Chinese policies. Beijing's response has been heavy-handed. Chinese officials have described the protesters as outcasts or terrorists. They've also flooded the region with paramilitary police in flak jackets, and 21,000 Communist Party officials have been sent in. Their mission is to create dossiers on Tibetan monks. At some temples, monks and nuns have been forced to denounce the Dalai Lama. Inside Friday's Times, the bill limiting insider trading among lawmakers cleared Congress. It passed the Senate 96-3. The lopsided support was a sign lawmakers are desperate to regain public trust in an election year. Congress's approval rating is now sunk below 15%. The insider trading bill says lawmakers can't trade stocks based on information they pick up on the job that's not public. President Obama called for the limitations in the bill in his State of the Union message back in January. The Senate also approved a bill that's supposed to smooth the way for so-called emerging growth companies to go public. It means they won't have to meet some disclosure requirements that apply to bigger companies. Depending on who was doing the talking on Capitol Hill, it would either help the economy by creating jobs or make it easier for unwitting investors to get fleeced. The vote was 73-26. The House approved the bill a couple of weeks ago. Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales will be charged on Friday with 17 counts of murder. He'll also face other charges in connection with the shooting deaths of Afghan civilians on March 11th. Sergeant Bales is being held in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. One of his lawyers said this week that Sergeant Bales does not remember everything that happened on the day of the shootings. Lawyer John Henry Brown also said post-traumatic stress disorder could have played a part. That's our preview of Friday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.